Hey, Coxie.
Hey, Woz.
What does a sprinter eat before a race?
I know this one. And I can't remember it. I think I've told you this one before.
Nothing. They fast.
Fast. Yes, I did say it once before. Oh, Lordy. Is this a sample of what our listeners can enjoy from our episode today?
Yes, Coxie, we are going to poke fun at something. No, we're not actually going to poke fun at anything. We're talking about something super heavy.
We are talking about.
So we thought we'd change up the show a little bit and hit you with something to lighten the mood at the start of some of our episodes. Keep an ear out for our knickknacks and our, I don't know what we can say about my groan-worthy dad jokes. But,
I don't know. I like your wazisms, though.
Yeah, well, my wazisms are a bit deep most of the time, Coxie, which reminds me, I've got to put one up about the moonrise that I saw last night from my the front of my house. It was amazing.
Nice.
And it was a great reminder, actually, of how we miss things because we're, I guess, distracted by the bright, shiny stuff and the big stuff that looks obvious. And I looked at the photo that I took and I noticed that in the photo, in the bottom of the frame, was our beautiful horse in his paddock, but sort of half behind a bunch of apple trees and stuff that he was a bit camouflaged in. I thought, isn't that interesting? Here I am looking at the beautiful moonrise and I'm fixated by this big bright thing in front of me. And I missed our beautiful horse standing amongst the apple trees, which are just starting to bud and bloom. And there's all this other beautiful stuff in the picture. Mm. I'm giving away the social media post that'll pop up at some stage. So keep an eye out on Instagram for that one, listeners. And I thought about where we're at in the world at the moment. There's things that seem obvious that a lot of people are focused on. And I feel like a lot of us are missing a lot of the detail. We're missing what else is going on in the picture because we're just looking at the big obvious thing in the middle. So there's my wazism.
That's code for pour yourself on a wazism and you really need to listen to this episode. See you on the other side of the jingle.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Woz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day, listeners. How the heck are you?
How are you? Hello, we're here. I can't believe anybody came back after that wazism and then a jingle. It's like, really? Are we not done?
Maybe we'll keep them shorter in future. I'll learn to waffle less or wazism less.
Well, as I've told you before, Warwick isn't Warwick without his waffle.
I know. I like a good story. I get it from my dad. His stories are much longer than mine, so I've managed to trim the length down a little bit, Coxie.
I think it's a great way to relay the lesson.
Yeah. Well, I do find that people relate better to stories. They relate better to analogies. I think particularly those of us who are used to working in practical industries, in more tangible industries, it just makes sense to us. We're used to seeing something physical and we can relate that to something else. So, you know, when we get that visual imagery in our mind, we can often relate that to another situation and apply the learning somewhere else, which that's wisdom. That's better than just having knowledge. That's wisdom because you can apply things that you've learned in different situations.
Mm. Talk yourself up.
I was talking about everybody else.
That's not what we're talking up, about.
How about Dan Andrews, hey? Anywho.
Let's dive there. Let's go there. Let's not talk about Dan Andrews, but let's talk about what is going on right now in a, you know, non-political way, the way that we do best. We're here to remind you of the opportunities that lay at your feet. If you are in Metro Melbourne, Victoria, maybe even.
Yeah. Or any of the areas that are affected by current lockdowns, snap lockdowns, threats of lockdowns, restrictions. You know, we've got people who are stuck in one part of Victoria, can't travel to another part where they could work. Just crazy stuff going on. It's a bit like the people on the Queensland New South Wales border a few months back, who were stuck and many families separated because of those rulings. And we had this conversation recently with our tradiepreneur members, and I prefaced that discussion with the desire, I suppose, and the intention that we can have these conversations here at Tradies in Business and set aside the dogma, the judgment, I think it's judgment, Coxie. We talked about judgment on a previous episode. I think I shared a little story. There you go. I shared another story.
You did not.
My beautiful wife talking about approaching things without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably a big part of how I try and move through this time in our lives is be mindful of my judgment, because I judge. I'm a human. I judge others. I judge myself. And I think when we lose awareness of that and we forget that we actually are very judgmental, it's pretty easy to disenfranchise or diss a bunch of other people around us without even realizing we're doing it. And I think that's one of the worst parts of what's going on, is just this division. And look, I don't want to buy into this whole hate speech bloody thing that's bandied around. And I just hear a lot of hasty judgment from people about what they think is going on. They saw the moon come up and that's what they saw in the picture. And I saw a bunch of other stuff going on in the picture. And just because they didn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't there. So I think, you know, there's people getting themselves in a bit of strife, perhaps being a bit hasty to make assumptions and judgments about what's really going on.
I think we just forget that we're all looking through our own lens, and different things mean different things at different times, you know. What I see might be exactly the same as you, but I'm only going to take out of it what my lens allows me to see. And so we've spoken about both of these issues, I think probably separately, not really together. Judgment sucks. Don't do it. And it's not that simple. It's hard not to make judgments or snap assumptions. And I find, if I were to relate this back to my own personal day-to-day life, when I make assumptions around what I think my husband or my children are saying or doing, every time I fall on my ass and I manage to get myself in all sorts of bother because I've made an assumption about what they actually meant by the statement they just made. And generally, it's because I'm looking at it through my lens of I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough, or I'm feeling like crap about myself today, rather than looking at it through the lens that they're seeing me from, where they love me, they think I'm amazing, they hold me in high esteem. And so therefore I'm making this negative assumption through my negative lens rather than looking at it and finding the positive like they're actually delivering to me. And that's what I'm seeing consistently, is the forgetting of understanding that we all have our own lens at any given day, at any given time. We're going to look through our own lens and it will be different from everybody around us. And it's okay to do so without expressing that judgment. I think it's something you and I practice really hard here at Tradies in Business, is to be judgment-free. It's not that I don't have an opinion. It's just that I don't need to apply that opinion to the others in my community. And that's okay to do so. I'm not threatened by anybody else's opinions. I don't feel uncomfortable by other people's opinions. I have an opinion. I don't need to attach it to you. I attach it to me and me alone. And I'm actually quite okay with exploring other opinions if I need to. So it's just about, I think today's a great opportunity to remind all of our listeners that we have an opportunity right now as tradies, as business owners, as people, to make decisions not to buy into the judgment, to make a choice to be judgment-free, to keep our opinions to ourselves and have better conversations than we currently are.
I had a mentor years ago that used to talk to me about taking the moral high ground. Mm-hmm. And I mistakenly applied that principle as me being right.
Yep.
I was right, which meant I was taking the moral high ground.
Yes, nice.
And it took me a while to work out that I was making complete balls up of that principle. And what he actually was driving at was, when I take the moral high ground, or I choose the moral high ground, I choose to literally rise above that right-wrong scenario. And you and I talk about this. It's one of the key principles of our Tradiepreneur program. And I guess one of the conditions of entry for people to the program is that we move to this higher point of thinking, this higher perspective. It's one of the fabulous things about climbing a mountain. I love to climb to the top of a mountain and just gain that perspective over the landscape, because it makes me realize and appreciate how much is going on around me. But when you're down in the weeds in the valleys, or you're flogging up a hillside through scrub, you can't see any of that. And so you develop this warped view of what is going on around you. And then you get to the peak and you look around, it's like, wow, that forest that I thought was impenetrable and endless is such a tiny part of the landscape that I am in right now. And that perspective changes my emotional state about what I've just experienced, what I'm about to experience. And unfortunately, most of us, I mean, so many of our sayings in the English language, at least, come from these sorts of insights from what do you call them, Coxie? People, writers, whatever you like, philosophers, you know, those people who talk shit all the time. Hey, that's me. is that we forget that, and we think that there's only forest.
Mm.
And then we'll tell other people, you know, coming down the mountain, it's like, oh, how bad is this forest, hey? It's like, oh, man, wait till you get to the top. No, forget about it. This forest is terrible. It goes on forever. I've been at this for hours. There's only forest. And I'm really saddened by the number of great people who are buying into this way of cutting ourselves off from our people.
Mm.
And I think, rather than take sides, it would be interesting to see what happened if more of us, you know, held some hands around us and actually took a knee, as the armed forces talk about, a lot of my army mates talk about, took a knee, which means I lower my physical level and I actually open my ears, just stop and listen and take a knee. I do it with my daughter when I see her. I literally drop down on my knee so I can get to her level. I can make her feel like I'm at her level and I'm listening to her, instead of standing over her and forgetting that that's an imposing feeling. I have it every day with my wife, who is a lot taller than me.
Yes, she is. I think it's a...
Yeah. Sorry, Coxie.
I think it's a valid point. I think that my husband tells me, and the children, every time we get too big of ourselves, whether it be we're purposely too big of ourselves or we're forgetting our place, which sounds more severe than where I'm actually trying to convey this from, he'll remind us all that we're just ants and that we're one of billions. There are so many of us and we all have our own thoughts and feelings, and all of those are just as important as all the others. I'm no more or less important than any other human on earth.
Mm.
That extends to me for other animals as well. But if we just take the human example, I am no more or less important than the people we work with every day. I am no more or less important than my children or your child. I am no more or less important than the political figures. I am no more or less important than the medical officers. I am no more or less important than the tradies on the ground that are doing what they think is right. And we all have opinions and we all come from a place that starts with our own filter. And if we can all just hold a little space for those around us, perhaps we don't have to be in such turmoil right now, and we do a little bit more listening and a little less talking and try to understand the perspective of another.
I think that's a fantastic place to leave that conversation, Coxie. You've wrapped that up wonderfully, as always.
Thank you.
And I would encourage any of you who are finding it tough to find that space, to reach out not to us just as your podcast co-hosts here, but reach out to our community. Because one of the things that has been taken from us, rightly or wrongly, in the last 2 years is our communities. And I believe, and here's my personal opinion, listeners, I believe that that is contributing massively to some of the dysfunction amongst our societies, our families, and our communities, because it's been taken away from us. So we have a wonderful online community here at Tradies in Business. It is free for you to be a part of. There is no rite of passage or entry fee or anything. You don't even have to give us your email address. You can just come along to Mr. Zuckerberg's good old platform, jump onto Facebook. I suspect you're already there. If you're on Instagram, guess what? You're on Zuckerberg's platform as well. But get over to Facebook groups. It's one of the last bastions of open conversation, sort of. And you can join the Tradies in Business group. There are thousands of trade business owners right around Australia and New Zealand who are in that group, who are chatting about stuff. And it is 99.98% positive and supportive. And anything that's not, Coxie and I rule with a very loving iron fist to keep everyone safe in there. So join the group. Come and have a chat. Come hang out with us. Come rub shoulders with a bunch of people who are trying their bloody damnedest to do a better job than many people that we're seeing on the news.
Thanks for listening.
Guru.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.